It's now time for Rap Sheet, and with us today is Parsons Police Sergeant Jason Ludwig. Being involved with law enforcement, you probably see the results of peer pressure, and this can impact not only young people, but even adults. What do you see in the community, how we impact each other?
Whenever somebody mentions the words peer pressure, you automatically think of juveniles, teenagers, drugs, alcohol, smoking. Pretty much everybody I've talked to, their mind just goes straight to high school age kids. But that's not the case. Peer pressure, it may begin in kindergarten around your friends and things like that, stealing a pack of gum, and develop into alcohol or smoking or even drug abuse whenever you get older. But it also goes on into adulthood. A lot of times we're asked, you know, what can I do? As hard as it is for a city employee to say, hey, listen, maybe you should move. We don't want to see people leave our city. But at the same time, we're looking out for their well-being. A lot of times that people that go into the correction system, whenever they come back out, they are a lot healthier. They're taking care of themselves, they're eating right, they're exercising, and they'll come out from a 6 month, even 2, 3, even 4 year stint in the correction system, they'll come out and they're super healthy. They're not even the same person. They've got their teeth fixed. They don't have any problems, no skin problems. And they're healthy. They're clean, they're taken care of. And then what happens? They come out, they fall right back into the same group of friends that they had been in before, and they fall back into the same habits, the same routines, and then they go down that same path. And before you know it, we're visiting them, and they're in trouble, and they're going back to jail. And then they're thinking to themselves, and they ask us, well, why? How did this happen? And it doesn't take long. All it takes is a few months of just being out of jail, and then you are right back in the same habit. Humans are creatures of habit. We have always been that way. We're always going to be that way. But when affecting a change in your life, you have to accept the fact that maybe it's time to move. Maybe it's time to surround yourself with new peoples, a new environment. Nobody wants to leave their family. But if it's for your own health or the health of your family, maybe it's time to leave. Shed some of the past and move on to the future. And I don't mean moving from Parsons to, say, Coffeyville. That's not far enough away. You cannot start a new life with it being 30 miles away. I see a lot of people that have left and gone to one of the coasts or another state. They excel. They don't have any of the demons of the past wanting to throw drugs or death in their face and say, hey, listen, I'm not about that anymore.
We've been visiting with Parsons Police Sergeant Jason Ludwig. You've been listening to another edition of The Rap Sheet.